Our next exhibit that you're standing in front of right now is one dedicated to Dr. Ralph B. Waite, and it depicts a dental office. Now, Dr. Waite was a local dentist, lived up here on East Main Street here in Springville. His father, Carlos Waite, was a dentist here in Springville following the Civil War. He actually had his dental office upstairs over what is now the Carousel Shop at the corner of Main and Mechanic Street here in Springville. At age 14, young Ralph began to help his dad in the dental office. Now, most 14-year-olds would be sweeping the floor, doing things like that for their father, but young Ralph was actually pulling teeth. He then went to Temple University outside of Philadelphia, actually became a dentist, returned to Springville, and set up several different things here in Springville. He ran the Walling Brothers Needleworks on this location. Dr. Waite's claim to fame was that in 1895, he actually refined a German painkiller that was being used in dentistry, named it cocaine-based Novocaine. Later, Dr. Waite had the R.B. Waite Building built on Main Street. Right now, it's the tallest building on downtown. The R.B. Waite Building was the world headquarters for the distribution of Novocaine into the 1920s. At times, he employed over 100 employees packaging and shipping Novocaine all around the world. Dr. Ralph Waite's son, Sheridan Waite, also became a dentist, so we had three generations of dentists from the same family here in Springville. And Sheridan Waite was an oral surgeon who in later years did have his offices in the R.B. Waite Building. The light over the dental chair in the background actually was donated by Sheridan Waite to the University of Buffalo Dental Museum. And we were fortunate enough that when we opened the museum here in the Heritage Building, that we were able to get this light back. You'll notice the contraptions in the back, the pulley arrangement. This light actually goes up and down so that the dentist can get a better view of what he is working on. In front of the dental chair is a treadle-operated drilling machine. And if you can just imagine a dentist pumping up and down with his foot while he's got his hand in your mouth trying to drill out the cavity in your tooth. Quite a scary situation.